After about 10 minutes, the parlour door was pushed open, and in came Mrs. Marwood. Younger than I had expected, she wore a blue afternoon dress with a white chemisette, and from the way she kept putting her hand to her hair, I suspect that she had only just changed. She smiled at me and indicated one of the two chairs by the window.
"Delighted to meet you, Mr.,"
she began in a voice that tried hard to sound genteel but struggled to hide all traces of a more humble beginning. "Plank," I supplied. "Mr. Samuel Plank." I bowed and took the chair. She sat opposite me.
"I understand from Matthews that you are interested in one of my resident young ladies."
I nodded. "I am indeed. One in particular has been spoken of, Alice, I believe her name is, Alice Godfrey." I was not at all sure that this was where Alice had been so misused, but Mrs. Marwood's reaction was all I needed. Her welcoming smile faltered for a moment, and she readjusted her features into an expression of regret.
"Ah, what a shame, Mr. Plank," she said. "Alice is indeed a charming young woman, but sadly indisposed at the moment. Might I interest you in the company of another of our residents? They all have special qualities. Is there something in particular that you seek?"
She smiled sweetly again, cocking her head to one side in a manner she no doubt thought both inviting and comforting.
"A specific appetite you wish to sate?"